Hey coaches, welcome back. This is Coach Parker. Thanks for joining me today with Coaching You Football Tips and Talk podcast. I'm your host. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, before we get started, can you subscribe? That does a big help to me and costs you nothing. Please subscribe to the podcast or video. Really appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll get started soon. Hey coaches, welcome back to Coach Parker's Coaching Youth Football Tips and Talk podcast. This is Coach Parker with CoachParker.org. How are you guys doing today? Today, I was going to do the podcast on the Beast Tank play from the Beast offense. We talked about that formation in the podcast about a month ago, and I said I would talk about the Beast Tank play. Which, if there was any one play that kind of defined the Beast offense, this big Beast Tank power play is really it. So before we get into it, if you get a chance, please subscribe to the channel, like, hit the notify, all that good stuff, share, comment that you could do on your podcast. Service or YouTube podcast service, that would be awesome because this is both a podcast and a video podcast. So if you get to do all that, that helps me out a ton. Really appreciate it. Subscribe, like, share, comment, notify, all that good stuff. So let's get right into the play. The Beast Tank power play is in the Beast Tank tight formation. In the tight formation is the one we went over in the podcast about a month ago. And you've got a overloaded line, either right or left, depending on which way you want to run. And then you've got your three blocking backs behind the two tackles and then back behind the tight end. That they're close up. They're almost touching. I have my guys put up their hands on those guys' hips. So your guard is uncovered. Your beast back can be in shotgun, kind of offset over the play side guard, or under center. For me, for the Beast Tank play, I like to have them under the center. So that's the way that I have that. And then, of course, you've got your center, and then the backside guard and backside end. And I call that backside end an emu. Which they'll do a different type of block, and we'll get into that on the play. So the Beast Tank play for me is run under a beast type formation, which is usually that yell single wing formation. And then I run it under buck, which is beast under center versus shotgun. And, you know, for me, I've written the Power Wing Beast offense, and the three main formations are Beast Tight, Beast Wide, and Beast Spread, which are basically Beast Worm and Jumbo. So they just basically shift those three blocking backs out wide and then like a double wide kind of set there. But this play, the Beast Left Tank, the power play over the two tackles is in tight and buck, which is under center. Like I said, if there's one play that really defines kind of the whole Beast offense, it's really this particular play. And we can talk about it. But this has been my bread and butter play since 1994, definitely 25 plus seasons. If I get in trouble and I need some yardage, especially a 5 yard under, I am probably pulling this out right or left and running it toward my sideline and going for it and having my beast back in there that knows really how to run in traffic. So so let's talk about it in more detail. Like I said, we're in beast tight under center, and this is for you guys that are kind of into numbers, my whole numbers, and we're setting this up to the left. This would be Beast Left Tank, or Beast Buck Left 15/17 Power Play Tank with a Jaw Down Block. So if that helps at all, my left hole numbering is 13579. So we're going to try to hit this. The reason I've named, we're going to try to hit this at the tackles, somewhere between those two tackles and inside the tight end. And that's the reason I've named it Tank. There's a lot of guys that are kind of coming up with their own stuff, and they've named the formation Tank or whatever, but this is Beast type for me, and it's the Tank play, not the formation. So you get some copycat guys out there. I've called under center 8 before and Buck. When I run, usually for the season, just as a FYI, with Beast tight, I'm usually either going to run it in under center or shotgun, and I'll name one of those base. And it's going to be dependent on the type of Beast back I have and if they can take a snap under center very well or not, and kind of the way that works. But really, for this play in the wedge, the Beast wedge, which are two very, very similar plays, I like my Beast back under center for the pop out. In the wedge, you know, you'll go and you'll pop out. And that, to me, is the same thing that's going to happen in your Tank power play. So the Tank play is going to try to, I call it kind of a offset flying wedge in a way, because I'm running it to this, to one of the sides, and in a way it's wedgy to me, the way I think about it. I know a lot of people, when they see this play, or they first see me run it in a league, everybody's laughing, what is this? But I think after, you know, my playbook's been out about 4 years now, there's been a bunch of copycats and guys running it, and they can see how highly effective it is, especially when I come into a league and start running Beast Tank and other Beast plays. They'll laugh the season, and then after we beat them many times with the Beast, they'll start running their variation the next season, which is often flattery when people copy you. So that's kind of funny. So this play, it's funny and it's simple, and you know, you want to do something fancy, which I do with my speed and spinner double wing and single wing kind of stuff and wildcat multi-spread, but this play is really when I really need something, I'm really counting on some yardage, I'll come back. It's so simple, but it's highly effective, and if you don't take it seriously on defense, you're going to get shredded. And on offense, you should take it seriously, because really the thing about this play, and really all of Beast, which people don't really understand, I know there's been some people, you know, the Beast offense is not great for youth football. You know, we take pride in how we block this play, and that is critical on this particular play. And blocking is a key fundamental in all of football. So if I'm teaching kids how to properly block and do things, then that's one of the two key fundamentals, blocking and tackling. So this Beast Tank play, power play over the 5-7 or 4-6 hole is really effective because of the amount of time we put into learning how to block it. And so, like I said, the Beast Tank play, we're going to the left. We're going to try to hit the 5-7 hole, which is over the tackles, thus the Tank. So the short version of this play call is just Beast Left Tank on Pirate. Pirates are one word count. So, you know, it's really easy to yell that in and go boom and get it in. So how this play is going to work, like I said, we're overloaded or unbalanced to the left right now with guard, two tackles, and a power blocking tight end. I may switch my power tackle with the tight end to get better down blocking, because that particular tight end on the play side is what I call the bowling ball. He's really going to try to go down the line at a really tight angle and push all the defenders over and really make a huge block there, with maybe even hitting several blocks trying to get those guys to move. The backside tight end actually has a unique block too. I call him the emu. He's the end of man on the line on the backside, and he's going to make a inside block or a backside hinge bucket block if there's no one on his inside to cut off any backside pursuit. So the other folks on the line are going to make a track block or an inside block, which I just call jaw. Everybody's basically blocking down at a 30-20% angle. So we're just trying to set up double teams and wash everybody out and make a wall sort of with that group at the middle line over that left guard there. And so that's how the line's going to work. Everybody's pretty much blocking down acute, pretty severe angles there. And then the backside tight end is going to make his inside hinge block to cut off any backside pursuit. The three blocking backs, the outside back will make a kick out block on the D end or contain man there. And then the inside guy, and you can switch this up if you want. The inside guy, let's talk about the next guy, which would be, and I switch these out for numbering, so I'm not going to set up, be hardcore on what numbers you've got written there. But usually the tailback will be the outside guy, the wingback will be the middle blocking back, and the fullback will be the inside guy, closest to the beast back. But the outside blocker will kick out the D end. The middle guy will try to kick out any outside kind of linebacker or corner that's outside that D end. And then the inside blocking back will come around the line and become a member of that wall, looking for kind of the inside linebacker that may be flowing, or an outside linebacker that's going to be standing there. So basically we have like this this trap kind of lane that's set up by these two blockers that then the beast back, who's going to run tough inside. And the reason I like to go under center with the beast back in the beast left tank play is I tell them it's sort of like a wedge, and I want their inside elbow. This helps them. We're not going to step deep. We're going to step down the line, and my inside elbow is going to feel the butts of the linemen making their blocks. And then when I feel free with my elbow, so he's going to feel it like he's in a wedge and he's running tough. He's going to feel the blocks and the line, and then he should feel and see that whole opening, and then the tunnel that opens there. Beast back will hit that tunnel. But somewhere between the 5 and 7, usually, that will open. And we want them close to the line of scrimmage so that they can then pop out. Because if defenses get in really tight and they don't have linebackers kind of back there, that pop out is a touchdown. And so it's like a wedge in that respect, because if you're in shotgun, they can see you run into that 5-7, and that's the reason I put him up under center for the tank play, is I want it to be somewhat wet, like a wedge, because we run the sister play to this is the wedge play, and they're two complementary plays that work great together. Beast left tank, beast right tank, and then the middle wedge. Those plays together running a series of 3 or 4 plays can be really destructive to a defense if they're trying to overplay to one side with the beast backs. And so this tank play is like the wedge under center. And so where he's going to run to that side, he's going to find and feel with his elbow and body where the hole and line is getting the push, and then ride that butt wave of linemen up, out, and pop out and go for that touchdown. Like I said, you know, it's really kind of simple. It's just down blocks, kind of a kick out and trap by your backs, your two other backs, kick out by that outside back, and then your beast back is going to run tough, an inside runner. And the other thing, you know, is we've got sometimes defenses will submarine us on this 5-7 tank hole. And so we'll talk about that to the back, to the beast back, and the blocking backs. The line will just do the same. We'll just say, okay, since they're submarining this power play, you're going to read it still, but if you feel the pressure, let's kick that out to the 9 hole there, and backs just kind of feel the blocks and wash out with the line, and then everybody kind of goes. So that it's really, you know, that beast back that you've got in here running that has to be a good back that understands how to run in traffic. In some years, I have some amazing backs that can do it. In other years, you just have to tell them to hit a hole, and they're not really reading it that well. But the majority of time, they get used to, especially in the second season running it, they will understand how that will occur. And so, you know, it's going to go 5-7 and then maybe even a little bit outside the tight end if you've got a defense that's wanting to submarine that. Like I said, the key to this whole play is really the blocks. And so the three blocking backs that you've got in here, they really have to take pride in their blocking, especially on the kickout guy, because that's some kind of difficult sometimes because the DN may want to crash and he's got to pick that up. So you really can't have weak players at your blocking backs. You can try to get away with it and run it more inside, but if you're really trying to do the full Monty, then you really need your blocking backs really doing this really well. You can set, there is actually a drill that's set up where you can drill this with the blocks, with the backs. You can do that fence drill to the sideline too, where you set up a fence and guys are, I don't know, you've seen that. It's kind of a wing T drill. I've seen that on YouTube where they're doing that. So that's a good drill. So you're having your backs, you know, kick out guys on a fence kind of thing, and the back's got to turn up. But I really let the back on this particular tank play kind of make his reads there and go through it. So simple, highly effective, and I don't know how many touchdowns I've scored off of this one particular play when I'm just trying to get 3 or 4 yards for a first down. So don't take it for granted there. Like I said, you really have to, on your beast back, he's really got to be a good inside runner. Usually sweepers, the guys that like to run outside, do not do well in this particular formation. That's why you've got the beast jumbo spread formation, is that's really where my sweeping back will get in and play out of that formation. But for beast tight and this beast left tank play, you really want your good inside runner, which may be a fullback, and it could be some other. Sometimes we've just had one kid just knows how to do it. He's not a regular kind of back that's in the backfield. He is just really good at running the wedge and running this beast left tank because he understands how to run in traffic and basically pinball off of players and then pop out. Because this pop out thing is the really, really big key, because you kind of want them here and then boom, they're off to the races with a pop out right at the 5-7 hole there. And like I said, you can run it to the right. I like to run things left and or to my sideline. If you run things to your sideline too, it could be right. And the other coach can't see exactly what you're doing over there, so you can make some adjustments. So like I said, you want a good inside runner for your beast back. They need to feel the inside of the butts of the line with their inside elbow. I like to run under center because I want to pop out like a wedge. And then, you know, the other critical kind of thing really is this outside tight end on this particular play. You might want to have a big, your big tackle there. If you're not going to use a pass play and just switch and then audible and then have him block down, because he's the bowling ball that's going to block everybody down off of that. And so that's the beast left tank. Hopefully I've explained it good enough for you podcast guys that are listening. The YouTube podcast guys get to see my charts here. But like I said, if there's one play that defines the beast offense, it's really this beast, this beast power play, which I call tank because I'm running it over the two tackles. So there it is. That's what the beast left tank play is. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, you know, and you want to support me monetarily to bring more free content to the youth football community, head over to CoachParker.org and see my playbooks over there. There's a link here. I've got 12 of them out now. The latest is the single wing book, with there's over 200 single wing plays, so head over there. Of course, there's a power wing beast offense. It has the beast tank in there. Yeah, so you can do that. And if you aren't ready to spend any money and want to see more, just head over to Coach Parker. There's like 300 articles over there. And if you hit YouTube, I think I've got 300 videos out there too. But, and if you don't want to do any of that, but just please subscribe. Subscribe to your podcasts. Subscribe to YouTube there, to my channel. That would be great. Thanks for joining me today. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. Look for more free youth football coaching tips. And thanks for joining me at Coaching and Football Tips to Talk podcast with Coach Parker. That's me. And again, remember to play for fun and winning is funner. Ciao. I will see you guys next time. Bye.